Bishop Conley, Mr. Korda, administrators, teachers, and staff. On behalf of the class of 2023, I would like to thank you for being here today. Family and friends, thank you for supporting us and celebrating with us in this special moment. Lastly, a huge thank you to my fellow graduates for being an incredible class. When I first found out that I would be giving this speech, I really did not know what I would say. So I asked a lot of peers, and I got a lot of responses. First, someone told me that I should just recite the High School Musical graduation speech, and then someone told me that I should just do a flip and then walk away. A lot of people told me I should just be funny. But I also had a lot of people telling me that I should just share advice or inspire everyone as we enter our new journeys. So I will try to incorporate all of these today, except for doing a flip, because I definitely end up breaking my neck. 1,300 days ago, 4 years ago, we first walked into Pius as brand new freshmen. We all had normal fears, like how in the world can I possibly make it to class in 5 minutes in this ginormous school? Some of us also worried about fitting in among so many new faces. We also wondered, can that scary bearded man in the new edition really take my phone? Somewhere between then and now, we learned the answers to all of these questions. We learned how to navigate the halls of Pius. And we grew into unique personalities. Our entire lives, all we wanted was to finally grow up. We wanted to be the big kids. But we didn't realize just how fast we would grow up. Just like we didn't realize just how fast the past 4 years would fly by. In that time, we made a ton of memories, starting with our very first sweat dance, where we learned you must stay on the outside of the circle. Then we made retreats, we made lasting memories on retreats and in the bleachers at Aldrich Field. We all became tougher people during that entire week during May last year with no air conditioning. Ooh. Some of us also took part in senior tournaments and senior games this year. We joined teams, clubs, and so many activities where we made so many friends. We made our high school memories. I'm so very grateful to have made those with everyone here. I wasn't very happy that I'd be going to Pius. In fact, I begged my parents for a long time to go to any other school. But them telling me no and making me go to Pius turned out to be something I'm so grateful for. During our 4 years at Pius, we learned we are not defined by our popularity. We learned we are not defined by our material possessions. We learned we are not defined by what other people may say or what other people may think about us. We learned that what truly matters is how we treat people. We learned the only opinion that really matters is God's opinion. And we learned the value a memory can hold. But we also learned just how quickly time will go by. High school was scary at first, but all along, God had a unique plan for all of us. It can be easy to take going to a Catholic school for granted, especially for those of us who have gone to Catholic school for the past 13 years, ever since we were in kindergarten. But this last year, I've realized just how special a Catholic school is. We have been given the gift to publicly practice our faith among our own peers. The 4 years we have spent in high school have been filled with both highs and both lows. At Pius, there's always been the little chapel at the end of the hallway for all of those highs and all of those lows. We have had incredible retreat opportunities. We have also had so many amazing Catholic examples. Now, if I would have gone to any other school like I so badly begged my parents, I never would have had any of these opportunities. I never would have been able to grow with God, and I truly believe that I never would have formed a relationship like with God like I have now. It is undeniable that our grade is special. We have so many unique and talent, and so many unique talents and bright futures. But more importantly, what I am referring to is the shift within the past year. This change came on subtly, but it is recognizable to everyone around us. Maybe it's because of the explosion of faith our grade has had. Or maybe it's because we finally realize we won't be seeing each other every single day. Who really knows? But this year, our grade has grown more united than ever, kind of like a family. This shift within our grade is what makes today extra bittersweet. It makes leaving everyone here and beginning our new journeys much more difficult. Now, I can only give so much advice because I'm in the same position as everyone else here on stages, so I'm going to turn to some people who have much more knowledge than me. First, Mother Teresa. I will share a prayer displayed at her school in Calcutta, the same prayer displayed in the entrance of Pius. It begins, "People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyways. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years building, others could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten by tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway." You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Next, I would like to share advice from my own mom. She's the person who taught me what positivity is, by definition and by example. She's the first person who pops into my mind when I think of showing kindness. When I was younger, she shared this advice with me. "Brooklyn, it is always better to be kind than it is to be right." While this can be so difficult to live by, I believe it is very true. The last person I would like to share insight from is Troy Bolton, specifically his closing words during his high school musical graduation speech. He says, "East High is having friends we'll keep for the rest of our lives, and that means we really are all in this together. After today, we are no longer on that same path that we've been on. We will split into 278 unique paths. We will be facing challenges we never saw coming, but I believe and I know that every single person here will get through those challenges. While I don't know everybody here personally, I do know that every single person made it out of freshman year. We made it through those unknowns of COVID. Everybody experienced difficulties, losses, and griefs that were unimaginable, but we got through it. We had perseverance. I believe that very same perseverance will carry into the next chapters of our lives. Now we will say goodbye to Pius, the place we have called home for the past 4 years. Now we will go into the world as adults. Now we will say goodbye to all the administrators, faculty, staff, and so many friends who have been with us along this journey. Now we are free. I hope that throughout all life throws at everyone, you'll remember that God is always with you. He is watching over you, and he is ready to listen. And with that, thank you to everybody who made today possible. And to the class of 2023, we made it. Congratulations. Go Bolts.